this is Kristen from the Positive Psychology Podcast. One thing that gives a lot of people a great deal of satisfaction is a sense of completion, the sense that we actually finished something, and that something is not necessarily a movie or something like that. I'm talking more about something, you know, which is productive. The thing nowadays is that with our screens and our ever-ending, never-ending supply of things to do and learn, it can sometimes be a bit difficult to get that sense of completion. But today I just wanted to ask you to think about that. Where in life do you feel that you complete something? Because there are a lot of things in life that are important, but we never complete, right? Such as when you're raising children, or you're working with other people, or relationships, they're not things you conclude. You don't have tangible milestones and things like that to go on, to feel that sense of progress and conclusion. So I want you to think about where you get that in your life. And if you don't, if there's a way that you can include it in your life. One thing that I like is that I study a lot of computer programming stuff, for example. So even the section within a very long course can be an achievement, because, you know, it can take quite a while to go through the videos that comprise one section. So I do feel quite a bit of satisfaction when I finish a section. And what's nice about this sense of progress is that it really becomes self-enforcing. It creates a reward out of something, out of a behavior that's good for us. Another area where we can have a sense of completion is maybe when, let's say, you're doing something sporty. So let's say you're maybe training for something, and you went to train for 3 times a week, and you set yourself the goal to train 3 times a week, and you actually went 3 times a week. Or yeah, it can be any of these things, or maybe something at work, you know, that you have certain tasks, and that's usually not emails, for example, because they come usually in faster than we can answer them. But yeah, inbox zero could theoretically be one of those goals if it's realistic for you. So yeah, just think about that. Think about how you get a sense of completion, and if you don't have that, look around you, look at the people around you, and look at the things that they finish. It doesn't have to be productive in terms of, like, you know, something that's for work or learning. It could also be productive in the sense of the word of producing something. It could be, you know, to cook an actual real meal. That's not just heating up something. Or it can be to produce something with your hands, or to finish a short story. It doesn't really matter what it is. The important thing is that you get a regular sense that you finish things. That's a good feeling. That's something you want to cultivate. All right, cheers, bye-bye.